You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back here, 8 o'clock hour on 96.5 The Fan. We are here for you. So if you're at home watching on the streaming device, you can do that as well. Also, never forget that it is a wonderful Wednesday here in Kansas City. The weather might not show the same, but you can always remember we can...
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Bob asked me in the break if we play the Buffalo Bills again this year. I said, of course, they won their division, so do we. So you play all the division winners, and then you said we play the AFC South.
AFC South this year, yes. We're at Buffalo this year, and of course, we're at Dallas, Jacksonville, Giants, Tennessee, and Buffalo. Those are the road games this year. For the Chiefs, the unique ones at home this year, other than the division ones, obviously, Houston, Indy, Philly, Washington, Baltimore, Detroit.
That's a hell of a home slate, isn't
it? That's awesome. Washington will be cool. Seeing Jane Daniels.
Baltimore, Detroit, Philadelphia, all playoff teams. Houston, playoff team.
Who's going to bid the highest for that Philadelphia Chiefs rematch in Kansas City?
when do you think that game gets put on the schedule?
I would say within the first month of the season to keep the relevancy there.
I agree.
Plus, it's going to be a Sunday night football game.
Yeah, it'll probably be
Sunday or Monday night, right?
Speaking of that, did you see the tweet that NBC put out after the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
No.
Immediately after the Super Bowl, NBC/Peacock puts out a tweet. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles, the first team to ever play an international game on a streaming service only to win a Super Bowl.
Ouch.
But
who cares?
But I exactly. Like, I don't know. That's just trying to insert yourself into the story.
Exactly.
Like we see all the time. But streaming, guys, is here to stay. The final like kind of numbers of the NFL came out over the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. Thursday night football, highest audience ever in 19 years of Thursday night football being a thing on streaming.
Wow.
And then to take it even one step further, Netflix, because of the two NFL games on Christmas Day, they had their highest stream month in 2 years. So these streaming services are going to continue to bid for these games. I'm going to be interested to see how Fox and CBS handle this thing because they're kind of the odd men out in all this. It's like they cherry pick all the games away from them and then they get like, you know, the Colts and Jags at noon on Sunday. Meanwhile, all the other networks and streaming services have their game, but I think we're going to get an international package. Obviously, Christmas Day is going to be on a Thursday.
Yep.
So there's going to be that, the Thanksgiving package. They may sell a holiday. Who knows what they're going to do, but there's going to be more streaming involved. Are we used to streaming now as sports fans? Have we finally just accepted that, right? I think we, because I didn't hear much complaining this year at all about a playoff game being on Amazon, I think it was this year. There wasn't that complaining like there was a couple of years ago when the Chiefs were on that Peacock game.
Because I don't think everybody's, I think Amazon is like more genuinely owned. So it's just kind of like
everybody has Amazon.
Because of like the reasonings. Just real quick, go to our X page, Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll question. What do you want to hear more of on the air right now? Royals baseball, Chiefs football. 332 votes are in, 80% Royals baseball, over 20% Chiefs football. The crowd is
spoken. Wait. It switched.
It's 80.
No. It's the same.
It's the same.
Oh, it's been the Royals.
Okay.
Royals are commanding leaders in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
But no, Amazon, I think everybody just kind of has it. And it's kind of one of those things where, like, you know, every year it's going on Thursday Night Football. Like, you know where it's at now. Like, it's there.
Right.
It's not a hard sell, right? Honey, what's your Amazon Prime account? You need to type it into the TV. Why? Chargers and Vikings are playing. It's a big game, and I got fantasy players and bets. So that's a reason why, right? It had its highest number in 19 years, like you had mentioned. Seen an average of 13.2 million views on a Thursday Night Football game.
I mean, it's great. But you mentioned earlier, you know, before we came back, you know, that's because they had good games, and they did this year. They flexed the Thursday night game and whatnot, but you got to keep your TV partners happy. I don't know how happy Fox and CBS are at this point, though, and we'll figure that out as they go away. But which game to you, I mean, looking at that home schedule, Philadelphia is obviously the premier game this year, right? Like, that's going to be the one.
And you know the Chiefs and Broncos and or the Chargers will be a Thursday night game because those teams are now much better than they were in the previous year. So that's a big sell now. Like, Broncos obviously had the 38-0 shutout in the final week of the season, lost by a blocked field goal.
That's not going to be a noon game this year.
Chargers, Chiefs, that's going to be a 325 standalone game on a Sunday afternoon. And it could also be a Monday night game, could be a Thursday night game. Hell, it could be a Sunday night game.
The Chiefs literally have an entire rematch of their playoff schedule at home this year. Houston, Baltimore, Philadelphia, on the road to Buffalo. But, like, I mean, that's a hell of a home schedule. Like, does Houston ring the bell for people, or is that still kind of considered a noon?
This is a year where they got to come out hot.
Yeah.
Right? They've been to back-to-back playoffs. They've won playoff games in the last 2 years. Nico Collins is a stud. C.J. Stroud's good. Their defensive front is awesome. They had they were 15 minutes of fame with the horrific play calls from the refs against the Chiefs.
Right.
They're a team that has more to answer. This is year three. We talk about windows. We talk about rookie quarterback contracts. This is the CJ Stroud year. You want to go get paid? You want to go get one of those big old deals like everybody else gets? Go out there and ball and go to the playoffs again in a crappy division.
I mean, I'm looking at the schedule, and I think there could be three noon games away, and I don't know. Like, the entire home slate, with the exception of Indianapolis.
That Colts game will be at noon.
Yeah.
That Texans game, I could see being at noon.
I can, too.
I could see it being also, like, a game that's on a holiday. Like, if they have a holiday game this year, if they do play again on Christmas Day, I could see that being a noonish game on Christmas Day again. But let's see.
Which I wouldn't hate.
The Jags is away, or is that home?
Jacksonville is away.
That's a noon game. That's a week two noon game.
Yeah.
That's a week two noon game that you get because you're going to have your first game of the season.
You think they play Sunday night to open the season? Because obviously Philly gets to Thursday. Do you think we play Sunday night to open the season?
If they open the season on the road, they might play that Buffalo game on Sunday night because you get the Super Bowl rematch on Thursday, or the Super Bowl team that plays on Thursday night to open the season. Keep a strong. Remember how strong the slate was this year.
Where are the Royals in the first week of the NFL season, Matt? Can you look at the?
I think they're on the road to Minnesota.
Okay,
I could be wrong.
Because that's what you have to take that into consideration.
I know they're on the road first because I hate it. Because I hate when your team's on the road to start the season.
You do,
because then opening day is like not as cool. Like, you want the opening day, first day of the year, to be in your stadium.
You talking baseball or football?
Baseball.
Oh, baseball. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then it's like they go play three games, they go play two games, they come back, and, like, opening day's been, like, 2 weeks. You're like, technically it's not opening day for us.
Right.
You know, we got 2 weeks.
The Royals at one point had a second opener, you know, like, where they weren't home at the beginning, and they came back, like, 0-5 at that point. Yeah. They were like, not interested, right? Like, if you're the Royals, you got to have that opener at home. But now, if you're going to be winning, it really, you know, doesn't matter. Where you should never have home openers, Cleveland, Detroit, you know, New York, places like that where it's going to be cold. But, you know, I think if the Royals are obviously home on that Sunday, which is the Sunday after Labor Day, then the Chiefs are going to have to be on the road, right? And so if they have to open the season on the road, do you think they want to give that Buffalo game early?
I mean,
it's always seemingly later in the year, right?
Well, every time they do, you're risking injury. You can really sell your season to start the season, right? Like, this year it opened up with, I believe it was Chiefs and Ravens on Thursday Night Football.
Right.
Then it was Philadelphia, Green Bay, and Brazil.
Friday night. Yep.
On Friday night. And then Sunday was like, I don't know. I think Buffalo played Sunday night or Monday night. It was like Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. It was just like bang, bang. It was like, the NFL is here and it's ready to go, like week one.
Right.
And again, I can get on my phone and look at that schedule. But when do the Royals, where are they? They're on the road to start, though.
I figured Emily beat you to it, but she didn't. So I'm a little disappointed.
I'm looking at when the football season starts, right? For the Royals, September. That's what you want to talk about?
Yeah, like the second, the Sunday after Labor Day. Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't talking about opening weekend. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. No,
the football season starts for the Chiefs the Sunday after Labor Day.
Yes. Yeah, they'll be September 4th. They're at home.
And wait, when's Labor Day? First Monday in September.
Speak it into your Siri.
Yeah.
Probably like September 8th.
Is Labor Day late
this
year?
September 1st.
September 1st. Okay, so Labor Day is early this year. So that would be the 7th, I guess you could say, on that Sunday the 7th. Yeah, are the Royals home?
They're home.
So the Chiefs are opening on the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so where do you want to see them open? Do you want to see them open in Denver, L.A., Vegas? They're probably not going to open in Dallas. Jacksonville, Giants, Tennessee, or Buffalo. It's not a great road schedule, right? And they're the Super Bowl champs. If you want to blow it out and do it right, Sunday night in Buffalo on the opener seems logical.
Yeah, I mean, because I asked you this question, too, and maybe we could ask something aside to the text line. Do you think they put that Chiefs-Dallas game on Thanksgiving?
No, I don't.
That's too big a team that you don't need that big. Because what is Dallas in the Giants,
they
right?
They got $38 million for that. You just roll out a game on Thanksgiving Day. I think Dallas Chiefs becomes one of those games that the networks bid on. And that's the cool thing. Like I told you during the break, I want to be in the room where these networks are like drafting their games because every game is open now. There's no more AFC, NFC package anymore. It's a free for all. And I would love to be in the room with the TV executives bidding on games and seeing which games they want, need, and have to have, and how many are Chiefs games, how many are Eagle games, how many are Dallas games and Green Bay games. Those are kind of your four big-time teams, right? I'd like to see, you know, kind of the bidding war that goes on. We'll give you two Thursday night games for, like, I mean, it's got to be awesome to be sitting in those meetings.
So your opening week this week or this year in the NFL was Thursday night opener was Baltimore at Kansas City.
Okay.
Friday was Green Bay, Philly. Nailed that. And then your Sunday night game was the Rams at Detroit. That's a pretty big game.
That's a big game.
And that ended in overtime 20-28 against two playoff teams. And then Monday night was Jets Niners. So we know why that game was played on Monday night.
So it kind of feels like you're going to open on Sunday night, right?
I mean, you can open up Sunday night in Buffalo. Why not?
Why not?
I mean, why not? And there's probably a Friday night international game.
I haven't seen anything about that yet. Maybe I'm sure they could just add that in at will. But that would be cool, I think. Opening on Sunday night football in Buffalo.
That'd be sick.
Because then you could have that pivotal game, first game of the year.
First game of the year.
Then you go back to week 16, like, well, if Kansas City wins, they get the tiebreaker for the number one seed because they beat Buffalo in week one. Or it's vice versa, Buffalo beat Kansas City in week one.
If you're Buffalo, do you want that game?
Yes, early, and get it out of the way.
You do. Okay.
Yes. Everybody's healthy. Your rosters are at the best peak unless anything happens in training camp.
Because we know how Andy Reid is preparing normally with time. Obviously, the Super Bowl didn't go our way. But, you know, normally, like, Andy will start preparing for Buffalo. Like, this is how it kind of works. And I don't think I'm speaking out of turn, but if I am, like, I think Derek Johnson has actually said this. He goes, you're in OTAs with Andy and you're working on stuff and you don't realize it. Then you get to that first game. You're like, oh, we've been working on this team since May. So
that's cool.
From my standpoint, I want Buffalo. I'd take Buffalo early because they're going to be working on Buffalo for the entire offseason to get ready. Training camp's going to be all about Buffalo and getting ready for Buffalo and getting ready for Buffalo and whatnot, whoever that first game is. So your away schedule isn't that attractive. Not a lot of great teams on there. You open in Buffalo and give Andy like 5 months to prepare for the Bills. I'd like that. I don't know if Buffalo would like that on their schedule.